Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So then in a confessional, Kyle says that Sutton has been acting super mysterious about ending things with Avi. And now Kyle's even more curious. Wow, Kyle, I wonder why people ask about your sexuality all the time. I wish they'd stop.
Oh, yeah. Kyle, very happy to pry into other people's lives.
Yeah.
So Amanda's like, do I say something? And Kyle's like, well, if he's saying that, who knows what he's saying to other people, right? Amanda's like, yeah, then she should probably know. Mm-hmm.
I should probably like tell her about this in front of the entire cast to make her as uncomfortable as possible. Sounds good. Primavera coming up.
That sounds fun. So in the kitchen, people are filtering in and Rachel is like, should we be concerned that it's like late and like no one's here and like we're all cooking? Like, this is crazy. I've actually never seen a stovetop being used before. I didn't even know there was fire in them. Like, this is crazy. I thought the stove was just like more surface, just in a different shape. Wow. Wow.
Well, you know, we got back from the hike late. We went to this really cool grocery store called Clark's. It's an amazing trip. So far, I've been taken outside into a grocery store. So, Sutton's really killing it with this one.
And then the hallowed tradition on Beverly Hills is making these women go into a grocery store, which is basically like an amusement park for them. They've basically gone to like Great Adventure, Six Flags, you know, Knott's Berry Farm. They don't go to grocery stores. They're always so fascinated. And here we have like Erica in the basket and Jennifer being like, wah! And she pushes her along as if like the novelty of a shopping basket and all the food on shelves. Whoa, it's a wonderland.
She almost runs into a lady in the store. She goes,
oh, a local person. Sorry, local person. They're used to these kind of high intensity adrenaline thrills, but for us, it's new. Sorry, local person. We are celebrities.
They're like, they can't believe there's some sort of thing called a quote-unquote cart that's so big enough that a human can be put inside and be pushed around. It's like a roller coaster, but you do it yourself.
So now it's 10 p.m. and Rachel and Kathy are still cooking.
How long does it take to make pasta primavera?
So Teresa's like, sorry I was late. I was on my veranda. And they're like, oh, wow. And Rachel goes, I would have done that if I had a veranda. I don't have one. So I've been pounding chicken instead. I might as well be pounding my soul. I'm dead. Literally dead.
Does anyone know if this chicken moisturized before we cooked it? I just really want to know. It's really important to me.
Now it's 10:49. Oh, my God. So Kyle comes and she's like, guys, it's almost 11 o'clock.
It smells so good. We need a cheese plate to stave off some of the hunger. I'm having some Munster cheese on a chocolate donut right now. Anybody? Anybody? No? Okay. Suit yourselves.
Sounds fucking delicious to me, honestly. So Erica's like,
I don't know why we're all watching our calories. There's no swimming pools in Sedona, so.
Erica's like, where's the hostess of this fucking place? Amanda goes, well, I'm so confused by the timing of this group. And I say this as someone who has a Chanel watch. Because, like, when am I supposed to actually be somewhere? Like, where is Sutton? She said she's going to be cooking the chicken. Like, if there was an option not to come, I would have liked to have known. I could have gone to bed early. So the issue here really is that they are all cooking very slowly. And pasta primavera, I've actually never made pasta primavera, but from what I know about it, it's, like, one of the easier pastas to make. It's just, like, vegetables tossed with pasta. And Sutton, though, is making the main course. She's making the chicken. And Sutton's nowhere to be found. And chicken doesn't just get made in 3 seconds. So they're all waiting around because none of them actually know how to cook chicken, I think.
I think we see Rachel pounding the chicken. Yeah, I think Rachel took over the chicken a long time ago. She's like, I'll just make the chicken. I'm going to do it how Kai Kai likes it.
Yeah, moisturized and flat. Yeah.
Kai Kai, look at me. I'm making a chicken. I'm pounding it. Is this how your dad does it? God, your dad hates you. What's your dad trying to give you salmonella? I'm doing it better. Tell your dad. Tell your dad's girlfriend I make the best chicken.
I'm like so sad that I mentally somehow did not see Rachel pounding the chicken, because that's a visual that I think is very special. I cannot imagine Rachel ever picking up anything like a mallet and using it.
Yeah, she was pounding a chicken and her hair was like hanging all down over the chicken. She's like, guys, I'm pounding chicken. I just kept thinking, God, there's so much, there's going to be like so much hair in that chicken. Hairy chicken.
11:05, Sutton arrives.
And Amanda's like, not wrong, totally. And it's not out of the ordinary to get annoyed that people are late to things on trips. But this is a house thing, and it's not that, and no one eats. And also, Amanda, you're so new. Like, just be quiet. Just be grateful to be here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Why don't you cook some chicken?
How about you manifest Sutton, okay?
Yeah, you can manifest millions of dollars, but you can't call DoorDash.
Is there also a way to manifest you going up to Sutton's door and knocking on and saying, hey, when are you going to come down to cook the chicken, or should we take that over because we're all starting to cook right now? Like, there's ways to handle this.
That's true, but none of them do. They're all afraid of Sutton right now because everyone knows they're slowly poking at Sutton and they're going to make her explode. And Sutton's obviously going through something crazy. And so they're just like, the rest of the, like, Kyle's timing it. You know, she's like, uh-oh, here we go. Can't wait. But Amanda is just like, I'm supposed to have a scene with Sutton and now I have to sit here and wait for her. Now it's, I'm adding chicken to my list of grievances with Sutton. So now it's 11:05. Sutton finally comes down and they're like, where have you been? And she's like, I'm just slow, guys. It's me, Sutton, easy breezy Sutton Brown. Okay. When we all know that Sutton has been up on her phone and her computer calling every lawyer that she knows to go after Avi. Calling, like, get that NDA. Can we get a post-birth NDA? Get it now. Get it now.
I feel like she's been sitting up in a room looking herself in the mirror with curlers in her hair and like a glass of Tito's, just staring at herself and drinking it, her hand shaking. Like, they're not going to get you tonight, son. Come on, you can do this, son. You can do this. Come on.
Putting lipstick on shakily.
Yeah.
Gonna get you, Sutton Brown.
Wiping
Sutton
it off.
She's Brown basically does not get bothered.
I will be ready tonight. The power of the vortex is with me.
Where have you been? And why is there lipstick all over your face? This is Sutton Brown. Sutton Brown is calm. She is fine. Okay, then.
3-cup chicken. 3-cup chicken. 1 cup sauce. That's 1 cup oil. 1 cup flour. 3-cup chicken. Like, Sutton, are you okay? Yes.
After the hike, I just needed a little time to myself so I could recenter and enjoy the evening. And frankly, who cares if I'm late? We're on some sort of a time clock here. It's vacation. It's just me, Sutton Brown, loves lateness now. Loves lateness.
Ma'am, you better reach into that vortex and pull out a rotisserie chicken very quickly because everyone is hungry and you're on chicken duty. This is not right. If you were on chicken duty, you should be one of the first people in that kitchen and you should be doing all the things. And I'm actually mad at Sutton about this, okay? I'm a Sutton fan, but I am not a fan of being the last one there to do the chicken work.
But here's the thing. Now Sutton goes and pounds the chicken. So that was the pounding of the chicken. So was it in my head that I saw Rachel? This is the thing that makes me crazy about myself and why I think I need help. Literally, I see the visual in my head of Rachel pounding a chicken with her hair hanging down over it. So where did that come from? Am I just like, have these shows turned me into a delusional, crazy person?
Yes.
Because I really believe that.
Well, all of us are delusional and crazy. But I think that what it is that on the other side of the vortex, in the parallel universe, Rachel is pounding the chicken. But in this universe, Sutton's pounding the chicken. And at this point, the vortices have combined and we can't tell. Things are coming out of the matrix and we're like, we're seeing everything.
But on both sides, Jennifer's like,
well, I did take the lid off of the guacamole, so my work here is done.
There is always someone who does that during a cooking party. Someone always makes that joke. Like, they took the lid off of something.
My work here is done. That counts as cooking, does it not? I saw a giant Peppa Bee today. Charmed.
Yeah, that goes up there in the halls of great ones. Like, when someone comes to clear your plate and it's empty and you go, whoa, really liked that one. Really hated it. Practically hated lit it. The plate, huh?
Hated it.
I'd like hated to complain it. To the chef. Really hated this meal.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Anyway, pizza boxes. Dorit has pizza boxes. Just say the word. I'll use them. I'll use them. For dinner? No, as evidence against PK. He stacked so many of these in the refrigerator, none of us could have any other healthful snacks.
So Kyle's trying to figure out how propane grills work. And that's fun.
Kyle can't even open up her French door. Who put her in charge of the kerosene? Not the kerosene. The propane. That's ridiculous.
So she's doing that. And then meanwhile, Kathy's walking around the kitchen with the dish rag stuck to the bottom of her shoe. She's like, who's looking for utensils? And they're looking at each other like, why are we trusting other housewives to feed us? We're all going to die here.
So back on the patio, it's time to get back down to the more important business, which is giving an arena for Amanda to brag about something. So Jennifer is looking at Kyle's shoes, and she's like,
I'm obsessed with the Chanel Birkenstocks. They would go so good with that Chanel purse that you have.
And Amanda's like, oh, yeah, iconic. Like, anything Python with snake skin. Yeah, I have a lot of those. A lot of Chanel Birkenstocks. Like, so many. Like, sometimes Birkenstock is like, we should just call you the stock because you have our stockpile of Birkenstocks. I just have so many.
Oh, you have both. You have so many things. Okay.
Yeah, Sutton. So anyway, Sutton, now that everyone's gathered around, you know, something odd did happen and I didn't know if I should tell you, but like I talked to Kyle about it.
Oh, you talked to Kyle about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what is it? It's just me, Sutton Brown. Calm, Sutton Brown. What is it? Go ahead. You can say anything to me, sister.
Well, she encouraged me to tell you. So you had an assistant named Avi Ari something. Avi? Avi. The exact same thing. Fucking Amanda.
Yeah, the exact same line. Like, wait, was your assistant's name, was it Chanel Backpack? No, I'm sorry. That's just what I was wearing earlier today. Okay, anyway. So a good friend of mine was out. And
he says, didn't she say that her friend who was out before was some girl named Alana, but now it's some guy?
He is Avi. Avi says, tell Amanda to call me.
Oh, God. Well, I failed. This is why I never solve mysteries. God, I'm the worst.
Oh, no, you're not. It's a confusing show with a lot of really exciting things happening all at once. So your brain can get overwhelmed.
There's just so much going on.
They're pounding a chicken. So she's like, so I obviously did not call him and get the dirt on you. And then apparently he said, tell Amanda to hire me as her assistant and that will really piss Sutton off. So, and she's like, well, you should hire him. That wouldn't piss me off at all. I'll be totally fine with it. I am totally fine. I am just cool as a cucumber, which I will not slice because I'm on chicken duty. Okay.
Yeah, just go ahead and hire him. I mean, at the very least, that would get me off of unemployment duty. So go for it.
Amanda's like, well, I mean, like, I have a full team I'm very happy with. Yeah, but so I don't want to hire him. Like, but it seemed like he was trying to like start something by talking about you, like stir something up about you. Are you mad now? Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, like, it's weird that you would even say that, right, Sutton? Right? Are you mad, Sutton? Are you mad, Sutton?
You want to talk about it, Sutton? You want to share about it, Sutton? Okay. Let's ask some more questions about Avi. Okay, everyone. So then Jennifer is saying,
well, when I heard that Sutton and Avi had parted ways, I thought it was temporary. And I thought a few weeks later, I'd come by and there would be Avi saying, oh, Jennifer, can I make you a drink? And I actually talked to Avi and he sort of thought that would be the same temporary thing too. And he wasn't quite sure when what happened.
So if he wasn't quite sure what happened, maybe it is what Sutton said, that she just didn't need an assistant anymore. You know, I wonder if it was like this knockdown, drag out thing, or if she was just like, listen, my kids are all gone and I'm not going to be getting $300,000 a month anymore. So, you know, or will she still, you know what, someone, forget all the questions about Avi. Like at the end of the day, it's like Avi was nice and everything, but he's the help. Like, yep. Who cares? Like, ask Sutton, like, why she got rid of Avi. Is she going to, like, get less than 300 grand a month? Because I'll feel so bad for her. It's, like, really hard to live on 300 grand a month, as it is. Well, but is alimony, or is that alimony plus child support? Like, what's happening? What's happening?
I'm sure.
Can I still borrow $100?
This will be the next step. Will be Kyle saying, like, well, maybe she's, like, not getting a lot of money. Maybe she's, like, running out of money. Maybe she can't even afford to live on the main street anymore. Maybe we should get her a box so she can move into it. I don't know. Guys, I'm just thinking out loud.
Erica, Kylie is the cannibal's place open down the street from Erica?
Kyle, who won't even, last season, wouldn't let people even mention the name Morgan Wade. told them all off camera, you're not allowed to mention her name. And here she is, happy to instigate prying into the situation with Avi, which Sutton is clearly uncomfortable about, and also trying to dig into what PK is saying. It's so Kyle Richards.
Yeah, so Amanda's like, yeah, I mean, like, you think I shouldn't have told you? Because, like, if somebody worked for me was saying that about me, I'd want to know.
Okay, well, I'm glad you told me, so thank you. But if you didn't tell me or you did tell me, I wouldn't really care. So.
The bridge has been burned. Yeah, bridge has been burned.
Okay, well, you know what? It just doesn't really affect me. I don't care about bridges. If the bridge is burned, I fly over it in a helicopter. Okay, I don't care. I do not care. Avi who? What? Ari? Avi? Adi? I don't know. Aldi?
It's a good line.
I don't know.
It's a good line. She did a good job with that, I'll say. So Amanda's like, it's just an uncomfortable thing to bring up, but like a necessary thing to bring up. It was the right thing to do. And all I can do is what I think is right. I'm like, if it was the right thing to do, you'd have said, just so you know, your old assistant's talking shit about you because you talked to my friend. But instead you're like, hey, this is kind of uncomfortable, but your assistant said this about you. Do you want to get mad right now? Like, she didn't say it like a girl. Like, I think like a girlfriend or just a friend in general would be like, just so you know, this person was talking to you, to my friend. Like that.
Yeah, a friend would take you, pull you aside, first of all, and be like, listen, this is what I heard. You should probably know. Not wait, not go to Kyle first and then go to everybody else and then keep going and going and going and going. It's like she said she doesn't care. And you're like, you don't care? Seriously? Like, because maybe he was trying to hurt your feelings. I don't know. I mean, I don't know him, but it seemed like he was trying to hurt your feelings. I don't care. Really? Because God, he sure hates you. He has a bumper sticker on his car that said, fuck Sutton Strack.
Well, it's not even my name anymore. Yeah, well, he hates your guts. When he was ordering a drink, he said, I'll have a Tito's martini up. If I was like my old boss, I'd have it in a bathtub and drink it all in one go.
My right, what a drunk bitch.
He said that about you. I do not care. I don't care.
Don't care. I don't care.
Are you sure? Because he really hates you.
I don't care.
But he hates.
Hates so much.
Have you ever tried to get a kid to eat Brussels sprouts? That's what his face looked like when he was talking about hates you. Wants you dead. Wants you dead.
Have you ever tricked a kid by putting Brussels sprouts in their Chanel backpack and then they get to school and they're like, oh my God, there's Brussels sprouts in my Chanel backpack. That's how he looks.
But then they poop out double C's and you're like, was it worth it now? Yeah. Anyway, that was the story about my kids, but Avi really hates you.
So then the other people join, the whole group, everyone else joins, and Dorit's like, so what are we doing? And Jennifer, I just made her sound like Tia, but then Jennifer's like saying that they're talking about Avi and stuff, and Amanda tells the whole situation again, and Bose is like, well, why would Avi want to say that? I don't think that he would. Oh, like, so you don't believe that he said that? So I goes, okay, I gotta tell y'all, I don't like talking about this. I'm uncomfortable talking about all this. Avi and I, we had a friendship. But at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing, which is how I describe his professional attitude. Nothing for nothing. It was a professional relationship, and that is it.
Well, the dynamic between Sutton and Avi was very funny. They were like the odd couple. They had a very good relationship until they didn't. Who knows what happens? I don't know. Nothing good, that's for sure.
And Sutton's like, well, I think we should talk about sitting at the dinner table. Why don't we talk about that instead of talking about Avi, who I don't care about because he was an employee. So why don't we do that? Okay.
Do you just see Sutton like, I'm not going to yell at these bitches today. They will not get me today, Reba. They will not get me today.
So now it's like after midnight and Dorit and Sutton they're in the kitchen. I don't know if they've even eaten dinner yet. I don't think they have, but they're in the kitchen. And Dorit is like, well, I think what's important to me in life is it's important to grow, which is something that PK has done quite a bit over the course of our marriage, unfortunately. Sutton's like, it's like, yeah, I had to shift because I was going in a direction I didn't like. So I talked to my mom. And the moment that I reached out to my mother, I said, this is a terrible direction for me to be going in my life. Why am I even speaking to my mother anymore? So I made a shift.
Talk to my mom. And I say, can I talk to you as a patient? And Dorit goes, ooh,
good for you. Like, just like you talk to your mother, you talk to Reba for help. Like, you're helpless, you know? And so Sutton tells us, yeah, you know, I was talking to my mom about my anger, and she thinks that I'm taking my anger about my divorce out on other people. And so, you know, she said what might help her is to get her a bigger guest house. So I just let her move into the main house. So she's a good therapist. Very good therapist.
Wow. She really, well, Reba really probably had to do some deep digging to come up with that prognosis, right? Like, I feel like Sutton goes to Starbucks and is like, I'd like to order a cold brew, please. They're like, okay. And then when they serve it up, they're like, okay, this is for the woman who's angry about her divorce and projecting it onto her friends, very obviously. Thank you.
My mom gave me a very good piece of advice. She said, you bring fruitcake home, you leave it open on a table, and then you wonder why there are flies. And that really hit home. That really hit home.
Well, look. That's not been our experience in our household, unfortunately, while PK was living there.
If there were flies, they were in PK's stomach. No one caught flies better than PK. You catch when more flies with honey? No, you catch more flies with PK with a fruitcake in his stomach. That's where you catch them.
One thing I'll say about PK, we never had a cleaner kitchen. Those counters were spotless.
Before we even had a dog, we never had a crumb on the floor.
4-9's got nothing on PK's saliva. He just licked it up.
So she goes, well, Sutton, Rome was not built in a day, but it was burnt down to the ground in a week. It's always my answer to that. Rome wasn't built in a day. Didn't take long to burn it, though, did it?
So Sutton, it's okay. You know what? I did it to myself, and that's okay. I am stronger and better for it. It's all my fault. Well, maybe 5% Avi's fault, but it's all my fault. Okay, 5% Avi, 5% my ex. Okay. Oh, well, you know, maybe 25% Avi, 25% my ex. You know what? Well, let's just say 50% Avi, 50% my ex. Okay. Anyway, this is a great meal, huh?
Here's what I learned. You can't trust the gay ones either. So I learned things. You know, in the past, I was really worried about what people thought of me and what they were saying about me. And it encompassed my brain. And I would think, oh, gosh, you know, am I pretty enough? Am I smart enough? But now I've just put those thoughts aside. And I focus on what I need to focus on, which is being a good friend and a good person to myself. Ugly old man. Ugly old me who no one wants to sit with at lunch. Did I just say that out loud? I did not say that. I'm calling my mother right now.
You know, it is such a blessing because I spent so much time in the past being worried what other people thought of me. But now I've been accepted into this group, so I don't have to worry what other people think about me. Even though by me being happy that I'm in this group, it implicitly says I'm worried about what people think about me. Anyway, let's go back to the table.
I think that there's a wall starting to come down between me and Sutton. And for the first time, it feels genuine, real, deep.
Mr. Gorbachev, please take down this wall between me and Sutton. And if that involves PK crashing through it like the Kool-Aid man, so be it.
Wouldn't be the first time, Mr. Gorbachev.
He sounded like a wrecking ball.
Guys, it is now 12.
You are like a wrecking bull.
It is 12:48 a.m. by the time they get their dinner.
12:48 a.m.
for pasta and chicken.
Anyone who has come over to my place while I cook dinner knows that I sometimes have an issue with time management. That, you know, that is something I work on and I struggle with. But this is late even for me. Like, I've definitely had dinners where I'm like, okay, this will be on the table at like 9:30, and then it's literally like 10:45 or 11.
Yeah, but you serve 10 courses. You're like, okay, and then here's the appetizers, and here's the chicken, here's the pasta, and here's the dessert, and here's the thing. You know, it's like a whole circus of food. So if I have to wait an extra half an hour, it's worth it. It's made up in the caloric, you know, win that I get.
And I play good music. I play good music while people wait. But the problem is that in this case, they're waiting until 1 a.m. to have pasta primavera and probably some unseasoned chicken breasts. Let's be honest.
They didn't even get to listen to Lilith Fair while they did it.
Ugh, the best soundtrack to any cooking experience.
Hey there. Didn't know me. Know me lately.
Is that the Lilith version of Carly Rae Jepsen?
No, I just know that Carly Rae is also playing during dinner.
Yeah, no, I'm doing
your dinner. I'm doing
your
dinner playlist.
My dinner playlist is actually quite amazing, but I don't put on a lot of Carly Rae Jepsen because, you know, not Dom's favorite singer, and I try to, if I'm playing music in the public spaces, I'm trying to make music that everyone's going to enjoy. That's usually when I'm cooking dinner for myself, I put on a Carly Rae Jepsen playlist. But there'll be some Tina Turner, there'll be some Sade, there'll be some Janet, there'll be some Mariah, there'll be a, you know, the greatest hits of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Yeah.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So Kathy's like, okay, everybody, this is what you call potluck. And Bo's goes, that took 17 hours to make.
Erica's like, I don't know about the luck part of it,
but I could use some pot.
So now it's the next day. Nothing happens at dinner. Like, they couldn't even have a dinner fight because it was so late. They were like, fuck it. We tried with Amanda. Didn't work. Sutton still hasn't had a breakdown. We'll try tomorrow in brighter lighting.
Yeah, seriously. So the next day, and Amanda meets Erica in the kitchen. Amanda's like, you look cute for someone who's not wearing a Chanel backpack. I mean, I love your space buns. Are they still called that? Because I always call them the Chanel space buns. You just don't have that brand on you. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. So Amanda's like, oh my God, my team just told me our new website is up. So that's kind of exciting for me. Wow. Yeah. And she goes, yeah, by the way, I think Sutton's mad at me, you guys.
Of course she is.
But she came up to me this morning and she was like, hey, Missy, I heard you were talking about me being late last night. And so we see Sutton confronting Amanda, being like, so, Missy, I heard you were complaining last night about me being late. Jennifer heard it. Kyle heard it. Everyone heard it. You mad?
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing that Amanda decided to announce that her new website is up. Like,
she's so.
Guys, great news. Our payment to Wix went through. The site's up. That's right.
Bossbitch.com just got privacy on its domain for another year. Can you believe it? Guys, celebrate my wins.
We're using this very exclusive platform called WordPress, and we've just been told our contract's been renewed. So we see a flashback.
Lorem ipsum, am I right, guys?
Now, what the hell is wrong with these producers? We have this amazing scene of Sutton pulling out Missy, which, you know, if you're saying Missy, you're not a happy person. And Sutton's like, so, Missy, I heard you were complaining. You said the line already. And, like, why is this being relegated into a flashback when nothing else is happening? Why can't we, like, enjoy the, like, let the scene breathe of Amanda puttering around getting breakfast and Sutton going, by the way, Missy, you were complaining. I heard you were complaining last night about me being late. Jennifer heard it. Kyle heard it. The cactus heard it. Everyone heard it. Everyone on the other side of the vortex heard it. And you think you're getting one over me? Well, let me tell you something, Missy. You don't know Sutton Brown. You may think you know Sutton Strack, but you do not know Sutton Brown. Like, I want one of those moments. And they just put it in a flashback. That's not right.
Yeah. And Sutton says, excuse me. I don't care. I don't need excuses. We're here in the vortex. So what do you say? It's a moment. Okay, it's a moment. And so Amanda's like, yeah. And then she was like taking it out on me that I brought up the assistant thing probably. And that like hurt my soul a little bit, you know, like, cause she's like totally taking it out on me. Like, well, you knew what you were doing. And she's not, trust me, this is nothing for Sutton. And I like when Sutton's later, she says later, yeah, trust me, you know when I'm mad. You'd know. That was nothing. You got a Missy. That was called charity. Okay.
Yeah, you got a Missy. Erica's like, well, it'll hurt less and less as the days go by. You'll just sort of see her as a nattering old woman, and you'll have fun with it. Enjoy. So then Amanda's like, hey, Rachel, how'd you sleep? Oh, terrible. I got like 3 hours of sleep. Kathy was like walking around upstairs the entire time. I was like, I die. Every time I heard a footstep, I was like, I die.
You guys, like you know what my ideal vacation is? Like sitting by a pool dressed like a queen bed. A queen size bed. That's what I want to do. Just like cover me in a sheet and throw me under the sun and an umbrella. That's like literally all I want to do.
Kaftan all day, every day. In fact, I almost, if Caius was a girl, I was going to name her Kaftan. But
oh God,
Caius is a boy. So Kaftan. So Caius is Caius.
Kaftan. Kai Kai and Kaf Kaf. That was my dream. Kai Kai and Kaf Kaf. But unfortunately, we got a little fucking easy bike rider. What do you call it? E-bike rider. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. When I saw that, when I saw that my other son, when I saw that Sky had joined a biker gang, I was horrified. There was like eight of those him, those bikes coming down the road. And then I was looking at him through the kaleidoscope. That made me so much happier. Just one of them.
Just one of them.
I was like, how is he biking on the road upside down? And I saw he wasn't.
It's like, that's so dangerous, Sky. Oh my God.
I take it back. I love that Rachel Zoe's on this cast because I love making fun of her.
So back in the kitchen, Amanda's like, oh my God, you guys, my sleep score today is worse than yesterday. I got a 61. Yesterday I had a 69. Shut the fuck up. Why are this person on this cast? No one should be allowed on a cast of Housewives that talks about sleep scores. I don't want to hear about it.
I don't even know what it is. I connected the dots. It's something with your app. You put your phone on the mattress or something, and it's like, how well did you sleep?
Or but your ring. You know, maybe she has one of those tracking rings or whatever.
Yeah, but like, no one in this group is going to care about the sleep score at all.
And it's just not going to come up on your Nuvo ring or whatever that Bueller got up at 3 a.m, walked straight up to my head and stared at me until I woke up right in my eyes. You know, it's like, it looks like it's my fault for waking up all the time. Not because my dog needs to shift position every 2 hours. And Rachel, who does that? And how do I even wake up? Like, he gets up and he, like, I feel him walk right up to me. And then he walks right up to my face and he's just like, are you going to lift the blanket or am I just supposed to find my own comfort? It's 3 a.m, bro. You can figure this out by now. You're 14.
No. 13. What are you, a Matchbox 20 song? It's 3 a.m.? Come on.
Christ.
So Rachel is like, she's like, yeah, I never like track sleep or my mood. I never do that. And then Erica comes in with a sitcom line. She goes, I know somebody who did it and had to quit doing it because it was so depressing. I was like, I kind of like that. I felt like there should have been like a little bit of a laugh track there on that. That was like a full on 1988 sitcom line. I felt like that's the sort of thing where Dorothy Zbornak would give like a slow burn look like, Erica, be quiet.
Yeah, I'm manifesting, right? My really good friend is a life coach. And she said, you know, like she's had me write down, like if I could manifest the next man in my life, like what would it be? And I was like, anyone who can give me a calf.
White wine, caftan, by the pool all day, every day with Kaya's moisturizer. Amanda's like, oh my God, I made a list for my future ideal husband when I was 13 and I wrote Abercrombie model. And then years later on a date, Eddie was like, did I ever tell you I was the guy who stood outside Abercrombie with my shirt off? I guess what I'm trying to say is I kind of have a hot husband. Do you guys have hot husbands? No. Oh, that's funny.
Shut up. Yeah, like he's every single thing besides one. I make in a month what he makes in a year. So like I'm the breadwinner. So he's like poor, but he's hot. He's like a toy.
You know, they're all like, why would anyone want to win bread? That's carbs.
She's so gross. Like, who's like that about
who says that?
Who says that? It's like, ugh.
Is she trying to, like, build her brand? Is she going to say, like, this is her way of, like, she wants to, like, lead with her wealth so that way more people do her seminars? I don't know. This is actually just obnoxious, okay? It's not just annoying the other women, but it is really just probably annoying the rest of the audience too at this point.
Yeah. So Erica is like, well, I wish I was a fucking breadwinner. Maybe my marriage wouldn't have ended up differently. Oh, okay. Okay, Erica. Yeah. Erica still would have married Tom if she was the breadwinner. If Erica was really rich, she would have been like, you know what I really need in my life? An 80-year-old man with his balls dragging on the ground who yells at me to be quiet during dinners. Hot.
Fun story. Tom once took off his shirt outside of Abercrombie, but didn't end so well for him.
He was put in the mall jail. You know that's a thing.
So now they all back in the kitchen. Rachel FaceTimes with Kaius. Hey, guys, it's Kaius. Kaius is on the phone. He's on the phone, guys. He's just moisturized. Say hi to Kaius, guys. Say hi to Kaius. Kaius.
Kaius just got his first Botox. We're so proud. So we're back in the so kitchen. Now we go to the lobby and everyone's getting the cars. They're talking about how they want to go shopping. And Erica and Rachel and Amanda ride together and Amanda's pretending to take business calls the whole time. She's like, hi, I just wanted to make sure that emails were sent because that's super important. By the way, plan a huge party. I want the whole block out. We got a domain name privacy put on our website. That would be great. Guys, did you know that G and H are close together on the keyboard? Let's have a meeting about it. Pie chart.
Yeah, when I looked at my message previews, I thought I saw something about a website. So I was told my friend Erica, and I was like, oh, I think my website is done. But like, as it turns out, it's not done. It's the security certificate up there. Okay, because I couldn't find anything. So I think I dreamed the whole thing. Like, maybe my website isn't done. Isn't that crazy? But if it is done, I guess the dream then counts as a manifestation. Isn't that crazy, guys? Wow. This is what we need the Real Housewives of New York, because when they did Ultimate Girls Trip with the New York ladies, and Kelly Bensimone did the same thing, taking business calls in their proximity, they all jumped down her throat. Like, what, you think you're the only one who has business to take care of? I work in cabaret. Take the calls inside.
Girl, don't stunt in front of us. We've all got business calls. I don't want to hear your shit, quite honestly. I'm not on a business trip. Save it for your room. We're trying to relax out here. I don't care.
She's really hateable, this Amanda girl. Like, everybody hates her. And I think that they're trying to like her, but she's just so gross.
They
go shopping in this little shopping village. And Jennifer's like, well, when you're shopping in Sedona, there's a very specific thing that you want to buy, and that's usually turquoise and cowboy hats, and there she is. And Kyle comes out, like, just draped in everything turquoise.
I know. And guess what, everyone? In case you missed the past 7 years of the show, Kyle wants to tell you about her very tremendous and compelling backstory. Since I was a little girl, I've always loved cowboy hats and Native American jewelry and cowboy boots and belts and silver and turquoise. And my mom loved that too. And like, I'm obsessed with that stuff. So like, who could say they bought a beautiful brown suede cowboy hat at a gas station? I can. I love the shop and I love hats. Okay. All right. Someone play the Amy Grant song. Hats. What do I gotta do for all these hats on my head? Hats. Am I right, guys? Hats. They're so good. Hats. Now and forever.
Yeah, so they just basically go shopping and spend a shit ton of money on things that are crazy. Like, Kyle pays like a few thousand dollars for turquoise earrings, which is nuts. I'm sorry. As someone from the Southwest, you're overpaying, okay? And Rachel buys a knit cardigan for $2,100, which is crazy. So it's a lot. It's a ripoff town, I'm telling you. So
they
then
wind
Jennifer.
Up in a coffee shop. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they go to a coffee. Yeah, let's just get. It's like we're going on 2 hours again for this show. Why? Why is this needed? Why do we do this to ourselves?
It's like Waiting for Godot. When is it going to happen? The entertainment. So then, we're in a coffee shop, and Rachel and Amanda are at the counter, and Amanda's like, so, question about your matcha. Is your matcha good? Is it ceremonial grade? Can I have an iced matcha latte? And can you do like half almond and half oat milk? And the lady's like, so I have almond and I have whole milk, but like no oat milk. And man's like, oh, okay. And so Rachel's like,
she goes, we're starting over. She goes, we have to start over now.
Rachel goes, Rachel, live on the edge, do almond. Which is... That's like a diss from in Rachel's, like, that's Rachel being like, stop being such a fucking cut fitness about this and do all almond. That doesn't make a difference.
Live on the edge. She's like, ceremonial matcha. What does that mean? Like, it's blessed. Like, I can't. Okay. Like, I can't. I officially can't. Matcha? Like, this is what pushes Rachel over the edge with this girl. She's like, I'm officially done with this idiot.
So yeah, now, ceremonial matcha is a high-quality, finely ground green tea powder from Japan made from the youngest, most tender tea leaves, stone-ground for a smooth texture, vibrant color, and complex, sweet umami flavor traditionally used for Japanese tea ceremonies for pure, whisked-with-water consumption, though some brands market it for lattes, while others note the term lacks strict definition, but generally implies premium first harvest quality for delicate sipping over mixing, and is rarely found in Sedona, Arizona.
I love the demand. It's like, I can't just have matcha. I want baby matcha. Okay. It's like the veal of matcha. Get me that.
Ceremonial matcha. I cannot. And she will not do the other half. She won't do all almond milk. It has to be almond and oat. And if there's no oat, then like, we're just not even bothering.
Can we just settle for any kind of C word matcha? Okay, coming right up. So now inside the van, Bose, Amanda, and Dorit are together, and Bose is taking pictures, and Amanda's like, oh my God, if you clean your screen and you go cinematic, you might get more detail. I'm just saying. That's why I make the big bucks. I own businesses, so.
I can manifest more detail. Huge. Bose's like, no, I like the haze. And you know, secretly, Bose was like, damn it, I want to do this, but I'm not going to let this lady tell me what to do with my pictures. Finger grease it is. So they show up at this place called the Mesa Grill, and it's at the airport, but it's not one of those, like, it doesn't appear to be one of those, like, really chic restaurants that has, like, a, like by an airport, like, that's, like, ironic, like the TWA hotel that's at JFK. It's like, ooh, it's at the airport, but it's actually very trendy because it's like TWA and throwback. It's just a restaurant at the airport.
Yeah. And they get there and they're looking around because it's really bright overhead lighting and just kind of like, you know, normal people in like, you know, Guy Fieri sunglasses eating with their mouths open. And they're looking around like, what the hell? And like, wow, it's overhead lighting? What the fuck? If Sutton is trying to introduce us to Sutton Brown, I mean, it's hot. We had to cook. We're eating at the airport. Let's go back to Sutton Strack. That was much more glamorous. She was a bitch, but she was a glamorous bitch.
Yeah, seriously. So Sutton's like, well, the reason we are eating here is because the airport has the most beautiful views, and a lot of people like restaurants at airports. And the producer's
no, they don't.
Who?
Yeah.
Flight attendants. Look, I figure if we're close to the airport, we can just sort of fantasize about getting on a plane and leaving this wretched place.
And we see the view. It's the same view that's everywhere in Sedona, but now this one has jet fuel coming into your face. Like, this is the worst trip. This is one of the worst trips Beverly Hills has ever taken. It's sad. So Amanda's being quiet and pouty. So Kyle asks her what's wrong. And then the ladies do a cheers. And Amanda's like, oh, by the way, hey, Sutton, I feel like you were mad at me this morning, like with the whole hey, Missy thing. And she goes, oh, now you look. You'll know when I'm mad at you. You'll know. Okay. You'll know.
Yeah. Hey, Missy is not it. That's just kind of like a little amuse-bouche. That's saying I could be mad at you and I'm not just there yet. That's kind of like putting the key in the ignition, but you haven't pressed the gas just yet.
Yeah, but like, hey, Missy, I heard you were talking about me is a bit of a strong statement. You were talking about her. So what's your problem? And she goes, yeah but that's not mad. That is agitated. That's just agitated.
So Kathy's like, what happened? It's like, well, I guess that last night I was late to cook the chicken. And Amanda's like, well, and a lot of people were late, but it was just like, what time is it? Who's cooking what? She's like, but it was specific to me. She goes, well, I mean, it's the main dish, but it wasn't just you, but it was the main dish. Yeah.
It wasn't the main dish. How dare you? It was pasta primavera night. Kathy, are you going to take this? Are you going to take this?
It's like, yeah, but it's the protein. She's like, oh, okay. Well, this seems rather trite and juvenile to me that we're talking about me being on time. I don't know. That's just me.
So you weren't agitated about the thing with your assistant who hates you, who told my friend he hates you. Like, he hates you, hates you, hates you. Like, seriously hates you. She goes, no, I'm not mad about it. And Erica's like,
I don't want to hear about Avi. We're already at the airport. How much worse can it get? Jeez. You want to talk about my cleaning lady? She didn't take out the lint.
Well, to me, it just felt like we were good and everyone was happy and we were dealing with the chicken and the grill and everything. But I felt like when I brought up your assistant, it just felt like a different energy. When I brought up someone from your past that you may have had issues with, it's just weird how you weren't happy when I did that. I don't know.
Well, to hear that, it was sort of jarring. Was it jarring? Was it terrible? Because he hates you. Like, did it rip your soul apart? Like, that guy really, really hates you.
Oh, it hates.
Sutton tells us, I don't think Amanda is stupid. She knows exactly what she is doing, and don't use me to get attention. Missa.
Now, look, I don't know the facts, and I'm not really interested in learning the facts. Well, yeah, he shouldn't have done that, okay, first of all, because to me, if he's doing that to you, he's going to do it to the next person. She goes, y'all, I'm not talking about it, Rachel. And Rachel's like, okay, noted. Jeez, noted.
That's it, and I am not talking about it again. You may talk amongst yourselves, although I will get mad about you if I find out you're talking about me. But I'm telling you, talk about it amongst yourselves, but don't let me find out. And do not include me in conversations about him. Is that clear? So they all look back like, whoa, crazy. And then Kyle, of all people, Kyle goes, okay. Like, she tells us, we heard you loud and clear. Sutton, Strack, as if Kyle did not have the same monologue to all the women about Morgan Wade before last season.
Yeah, but Sutton really is something else, man. They get under Sutton's skin, and she just can't keep it in. It's so funny. She's trying so hard to be like, look at me. I'm a new person. I don't drink vodka until past 11 a.m. I mean, I'm just basically clean. I don't have any problems with anybody. I'm changing my last name. Everybody likes me now. I'm not insecure. And it's like 2 seconds later, don't question me again. Okay, son. So she's like, he's just one of the many people that I've lost, and I need to focus on the future.
Son, look, all right, look, everybody here is in a better place with you than we've ever been. Don't let this drag you into a bad place, you know what I mean? Because the intention was like, it wasn't bad, and just comes across as gossipy. That's all. Who cares? No one gives a fuck. All right, son, no one cares, son.
And Erica says, rightly so, that Amanda was not bringing up this information to be like, hey, heads up. She was bringing it up to be like, I know something about you, just so you know. I know things. So then Kyle goes up to Sutton to pretend to console her. She goes, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And she's like, do I look okay? No, it's kind of funny, actually. Do you mind if I laugh? Please don't laugh in my face, okay? Just don't do it. And then Jennifer says three words. She's like, oh, it just looks so... Please stop, Jennifer. Please stop. Whatever you're going to say, just stop it.
Well, I was actually not going to talk about that. I was going to talk about how no one had swimming pools in Sedona, but it seems like there's nothing correct that I can say right now, so I will not say anything then. Good.
And so she gets up to go to the bathroom, and of course Kyle smells blood in the water.
Yeah, I was about to say, Kyle's antennas go up. I think it was Kyle who says, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and if anyone who's like really pissed off at Sutton wants to come with me, you can come with me, and I definitely won't like use your vulnerable state to get information that I'll use against you to widen the rift that you might be having with your friend. Okay, I'll be by the bathrooms.
So it's awkward. And then Amanda goes, so Sutton, do you cry often?
That's
it's like, Amanda.
Well, when people snap at you, eventually it affects you. You know, it's like water dripping on a stone. You go, it's just water, but then it continues to run down the stone. But after some time, the water bores a little hole in the stone. And it's a stone with a hole in it, a hole created by water.
So Jennifer is like talking with Kyle outside the bathroom. She's like, I couldn't even get one syllable out. So I'm just going to be quiet. I was trying to go, boo, and she wouldn't even let me get that far. All I could get was boo. And it was just so disappointing. Well, I can be like that sometimes, but I'm more like the type to be like, I love you. And like, this is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just like what I'm known for, is being just like totally even headed and level headed and like pretty fair and honest to people.
Well, I don't like to be snapped at for no reason.
Well, I was just going to say I love you, but then she snapped at me.
Well, we're old friends, so I give her a pass because everybody knows that she's fragile, but I do believe that that's one of the reasons Garcelle left, because it's always about Sutton and not about anybody else ever. But, you know, it's not all about you, Sutton.
And Kyle's like, ew, I'm shocked how Jennifer is talking about Sutton. I thought this was like one of her best friends. This is the best night.
Oh God. I wonder if somehow the teeny tiny crack I'm seeing now can be exposed into a giant rift by me going and talking to everybody about how I think that Jennifer is actually really mad at Sutton, and that their friendship is like not as tight as we all assumed it was, and maybe there are some issues, and maybe they are harboring secret resentments that if were brought to each other's faces would only just grow and grow and grow and grow.
Sutton, you know what, honey? No one expects you to be perfect. I know you're working on yourself because we spoke last night, and I feel for you, and I've got your back, like truly, truly, Sutton.
And Erica's like,
oh, well, don't turn that down, son. Just thank you and run. And thank you and run.
She goes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Missy, Missy. She's like secretly being like, Missy, don't tell me about me, Dorit. So Rachel's like, thank you for this trip. It was like so fun, except for the part where we had no fun whatsoever. So good. I loved getting my clothes for half a day before I had to FedEx them back to LA. Such a great experience.
So it's this terrible trip that ends in Sutton like having a mini freak out. She goes, you know, I'm just surprised how I've connected with all these women. I mean, finally. I'm part of the group. I just don't know if I've ever felt part of the group. I'm just so happy. And everyone's going home like, Jesus Christ, Sutton, God. Fuck was that?
Oh, God damn it. I mean, this show is dreadfully boring, but like it does. It's so fun.
It's our longest recap of the week. So there's something to be said.
Like there is something to be said. Okay, well, it's fun. We talk through it.
I still like it. You know, it's not the most exciting season, but they don't all have to be, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess not. Well, thanks everyone for being here. For, you know, I think at the time that we started this recap, we could have flown to Sedona and back. but
not if Dorit was on the flight. All right, everybody, thanks for being here. We will talk to you next time. Don't forget to go get tickets for the Golden Crappies coming up February 27th, and come on to Patreon for some ad-free bonus episodes and videos. We will talk to you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Ahrens?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy Are We, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.